From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP confirms the first phase of that risky top hat procedure to contain the Gulf oil spill is done. CEO Tony Hayward says a ruptured pipe is cut, ready to be capped, and hopefully that'll enable them to stop the crude from leaking.
We now have a relatively clean wellhead onto which the cap can be placed. And as we've said all along, none of this has ever been done. So there is always risk. The risk is reduced, but there is still risk as to whether or not it will be fully successful.
Hayward says the company should know in the next 12 to 14 hours if its latest effort works. The Associated Press is reporting Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig will not reverse the bad call that cost the Tigers' Armando Galarraga a perfect game yesterday. The umpire who made that call has apologized to the pitcher. In other news, debate is heating up in Pakistan over the presence of militants in its largest, richest province, the Punjab's provincial capital, Lahore, site of a series of attacks in the last week. We have an update from NPR's Julie McCarthy.
Interior Minister Rehman Malik has made a rare admission for Pakistani officials, saying that the Taliban in the Punjab, which is home to half the population of Pakistan, is becoming more dangerous. Malik said of the 1,700 detained militants, more than 700 of them belong to southern Punjab. He is reported to have told a parliamentary committee that the militant group Lashkar-e-Jhanvi was involved in various high-profile attacks, including last Friday's on two mosques in Lahore that killed more than 90 people. The Punjab government is led by Shahbaz Sharif, brother of the main opposition leader, Nawaz Sharif. His conservative Muslim League has stopped short of condemning the militancy. Nawaz Sharif condemned the interior minister's remarks as provoking divisions among the provinces. Terrorists, Sharif said, have no language, no province, and no religion. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The U.S. is seeing a more than 1% jump in April in factory orders, but Danielle Carson tells us even though production's up, it won't last unless the job market gets stronger.
Manufacturing has been one of the star performers during the economic recovery. Almost all the measures of activity in this sector went up in April. Shipments, orders for durable goods like capital equipment, inventories, and employment. But Zach Pandel, an economist with Nomura Securities, puts the report in perspective.
Manufacturing activity is still down quite a bit from where we were before the recession began, about 13% below the peak levels for new orders. So still have a long way to climb to get back to pre-recession levels, but clearly moving in the right direction now.
The concern, however, is that factory production could slip in the coming months unless the jobs picture starts improving. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Not much movement in U.S. stocks. Last check, Dow was up 2 points to 10,250, S&P 500 up 4. This is NPR. A Dutch man accused in the disappearance of an American student in Aruba 5 years ago is under arrest in Chile. Police detained Jorn van der Sloot today in connection with a 21-year-old woman's murder in neighboring Peru. Van der Sloot first attracted heavy media attention as the main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway in 2005. He was detained, then released because of insufficient evidence. A cargo vessel held by pirates off the coast of Somalia has been retaken by regional authorities. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports that ship's captain was killed on board, a sign that the seas are becoming more violent.
The QSM Dubai was headed to the northern reaches of Somalia when pirates came aboard on Wednesday. The cargo vessel was carrying sugar from Brazil, but security forces from the semi-autonomous region of Puntland stormed the ship early Thursday. A government minister there said that Puntland can't afford to lose vessels bringing goods to Somalis. Pirates have long operated from the Puntland coast and are a major economic engine for that region's economy. But sugar is even more central to the Somali diet, which includes copious amounts of sweet tea. Somalis are known to put at least a tablespoon of sugar in every cup. The killing of the ship's Pakistani captain, however, presents the latest sour note to pirate hijackings. As anti-piracy efforts become more deadly, pirates may be following suit. On Wednesday, the crew of a hijacked Libyan cargo ship killed 5 pirates before retaking the vessel. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
In Turkey, thousands of people have been attending the first funerals for the 9 activists killed in Israel's raid on an 8-flotilla. Earlier this week, the president told an outraged country that Turkey's relationship with Israel is changed. This is NPR.